Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is a confounding move by the Buffalo Bills. How do you trade with a team that you cannot get past in the most important games of the year?
With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
Last year, Buffalo had five different wide receivers with 20-plus targets. Four of the five are no longer with the team.
I mean, we talk to teams in our division. You know what I'm saying? It's really, to me, what's the best deal for the Bills? If we don't do a deal, in this case with Kansas City, they can go do a deal with the next team.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay. Well, today was always going to be at least a little bit interesting. There's so much more of the draft left. But we, for the purposes of this show and this radio station, maybe, we lucked out because they have not picked anybody yet. They go first tonight unless they want to trade some more.
Trade down. It's so smart. You got to get out of there. These guys are all the same. There's value. Go down, said Mike Shope on the radio for years on end.
Didn't sound like me at all. You said...
It's so smart.
You didn't tell me they were going to trade with Kansas City. No, I didn't.
WTF, all caps, with a billion infinity exclamation points after it.
Plus, I made sure the Chiefs wanted the guy you wanted.
Yeah. I just got to get this out of the way, because I love this. Like, I am in love with all of this.
Are you?
Yes.
Professionally?
Yes. Professionally, well. Recreationally. I want... There. Okay, yeah, I did the thing where I yelled at you. Because I think this is a compliment. I think for a lot of our audience, you are the face. You are the voice.
Oh,
you're the name of Trade Down.
If I don't get blamed for it at least once today, I'm going to be disappointed.
So, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, provide the public service. So I love that angst. Angst is good. It's healthy. Like, I love that I'm terrified of the Chiefs having Xavier Worthy on their team. It is not my predominant emotion, but it's one of them. And I like that it's there. It's in the hopper, sort of bouncing around. I think, you know, what I like the most is, to me, having a GM willing to not give any you-know-whats about any of that. Like, what's the alternative to what Brandon Bean did yesterday, right? Do you need me to give you the whole speech about every team's boards are different and draft value and all the stuff? Like, they clearly didn't like the guys that were there enough to do it, or, you know, or didn't like them more than the guys that will be available today, they expect. So what's the move? Take the guy just so Kansas City can't have him? Like, that's no way to run a football team.
You don't even probably know which guy they want.
No, probably not. But you know what's there, and you know who runs their teams. I don't know. You might suspect it. You might not care. The point is to have that kind. Look, there's a conversation to be had about your faith in their process. All right, because Kansas City has got pretty major scoreboard on you, and that cannot be avoided in the context of this conversation. But for what Brandon Bean was trying to do yesterday, it should not matter, and I'm proud of him for not letting it bother him. Because I'm telling you, I don't think I could do it. Like I'm worried about what the teams I'm competing with are going to do, and what I'm leaving for you, or what I'm even maybe helping you do, and that would freak me out. And Bean, I think, very steely, just whatever. I don't want this player on my team badly enough. Go ahead and have him.
I've all day, when I wasn't out blessing babies this morning, given what happened last night, I've just been so wired for today. I think as great as today's show should be, this conversation and the in between last night and tonight, it's hard. Yes, I'm Mr. Trade Down. I appreciate that. It's too soon to call it. It depends on what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they were to trade down again and draft, I mean, Mitchell was the one guy. He is the one guy left that was in the room with Worthy, mm-hmm. like throughout the whole thing. So if you get into the third round and then you move way up on Saturday from the second trade and you draft Mitchell at like, If there's another move, too, that could still be possible at like 40 or something. Well, I mean, you did great based on how the players were perceived and your needs and everything. Like, you did great. Apart from the fact that one particular player is on the Chiefs, who may have been anyway, had you picked Mitchell,
yep,
the same right. Mitchell at 28.
If you weren't going to pick Worthy, there's every opportunity in the world, I think. It's very realistic to think. Because didn't we think, like, after... Yeah, I mean, San Francisco might have liked him. I mean, they picked a receiver, before 32 at 31. But
that's somebody we never talked about.
Pierce,
really.
I know. I never thought of him as a first round idea, really, at all.
Which is the point,
right?
You know, at one point yesterday, I said to you, of Thomas, Mitchell, and Worthy, chances are decent that one of them makes it to Friday, and that happened. So there's that perspective, and I don't know if I never thought to find out if Bean addressed this, but I feel like he probably had the Carolina trade figured out. It's Carolina.
Oh, he did address it. Like,
okay.
You mean he said last night that they fully planned to make a pick at 32, and then his buddy Dan Morgan with Carolina
called.
Just said, like, here, we'll do. Okay, fine.
Okay, that surprises me a little bit, and I'm sorry that I didn't know that. But,
well, he spoke at like 1 in the morning.
I was up. I definitely was up. No, I would have guessed that, and I don't know, no offense to him, but it might still be true, that getting 33 was like that. If the Bills knew that was out there, that's a great move. And it's one that, with all the talk about analytics and data and why you shouldn't draft these guys or why you shouldn't draft this position and everything, how football has changed, mostly for the better, I would say, how teams are better at this. How many people have stopped to think about the value of pick 33 versus pick 32? Like, all this time, if the Bills wanted to trade for Brandon Ayuk, if that's even possible, or even Deebo Samuel, like some kind of move today, trades within draft picks still, you get... I mean, what is it? 19 hours to do that,
right,
as opposed to 10 minutes? So I want to know what happens now, because that should be that's a great edge, I think, that isn't going to be on the Jimmy Johnson draft chart. Those numbers are just one next to the other. Like, they all happen in the same night or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that. So
yeah, you've got.
Let's see what he can do with this.
Whether you want to use it for, like you're saying, a veteran trade. Whether you want to just stay put and pick, the guy you like the most out of, how many guys they might be considering right now. I would assume it's at least a few. But you've got 31 other teams that are all behind you. that have had all night and all day today to ruminate about whether or not there's a guy that's worth going up there to get.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, you there's no real time pressure there. You could just sort of sit back and sift through that and like, all right, well, you know, where's our pocket, right? How far do we like a half a dozen guys? Do we like two guys? You know, like, where are you? And you can move accordingly. You know, like, I don't think you'd want to get outside your comfort zone of guys you like in the, you know, the high end of round two, but you could still get paid off to move a couple of spots if, you know, if we all can stand it. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm ready. Just, if you need me to hold you or something, I'm available. I am so ready for one more.
The Bills are trading the pick. It's the Chiefs. What? Just staring at the TV like a dog that's hearing a noise that he can't really process. Like, what?
I choose not to care.
My mouth is open. What's even happening right now?
I choose not to care. They get a lot of respect. They've won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. They deserve it. They still, like everyone else, don't know the draft better than the next guy. They don't know any better than you do whether Xavier Worthy will hit. He has an advantage over, well, for one, Leggett, because he's got Mahomes. So there's a better chance Worthy has, like, a nice career and looks, you know, you're going to get him on highlights and in fantasy leagues because he's playing for Kansas City. The other guy's playing for Carolina. Big difference.
I really appreciate you choosing not to care. Let me know what the air is like in that stratosphere that I find unattainable emotionally, because I can't avoid... The last time I dealt with this team in the draft, they de-pantsed me. I mean, they got Patrick Mahomes from me the last time I dealt with them in a draft. And like, I know none of that really correlates. It doesn't matter, but all there.
It's Patrick Mahomes, so I'm going to sound like an idiot, but didn't the Bills do fine there? Even with that, even trading a pick that maybe landed the greatest quarterback ever? No, you could have drafted Patrick Mahomes and been maybe probably better off, but instead you didn't, and you got a star at corner, and you got a pick that helped you get to Josh Allen. So, okay. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to sit here all day and make the argument for why the Holmes trade was good for the Bills, but you get the point. Like, there was value on their side of even that trade, which, you know, kind of seems maybe like that shouldn't be possible. But, yeah. Well, let's talk to fans.
The very best I can do with that is that it's a push, but even that is with 3 trophies in the room. I mean, it's just hard. So, like, yeah, like, I admit it. Like, look, I'm not Brandon Bean. I'm psyched out. The Chiefs are in my head. I don't want them to be in Brandon Bean's head, because he's got a team to run, and he's got players to pick, and he's got to figure that out. He's got to figure out how to beat the Chiefs. He just better, you know, I hope for his sake and all of our sanity that Xavier Worthy doesn't turn into Tyreek Hill. That's all. Like, that would be great if that didn't happen, and I help them do it.
Yes, it would be great.
That would be great.
Well, there's a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe a good one.
Sure, yeah. I loved that player for the Bills, by the way. That's that, you know, I know we all, and what do I know? You know, like, maybe they'll pick Keon Coleman today, and he'll be great. And I'll be like, well, I liked him back in, you know, December.
Hold on, you have how many names right now would you listen to being comparable to Worthy? I think there are, like, at least 5. McConkey was right there all the time through the process. Mitchell was even above Worthy for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin and Coleman are guys where it's kind of been up and down, but at times have been often mentioned as first-round caliber players.
They definitely still have the opportunity to do great tonight. They also have the opportunity to draft a defensive back at 33 and make us all insane, because the hours between pick 33 and pick 60 will seem like the longest math class of your life if they don't get a receiver at 33. But, you know, they probably will, right? Sure. Yeah, maybe.
I think, like, I have pushed back against the idea of the Bills drafting 2 by day 2. Like, late round 1 and at some point tonight, They only had the one pick.
Yeah.
Now they have three.
That's in the window again, I think.
And yes, and the move up into round five, the Carolina move up, makes it a little easier to get back into round three. I think they will have it. Will use at least three picks tonight. If they do nothing, it's three. And I would expect them to do to make one more move to get them, because it's still a lot tomorrow. Like, now I think you can make a package work where you get into the middle of round three if somebody's just not excited about being there. That's not a given, but I would think that that'd be possible. And then that's the scenario where I think they draft two receivers
right.
tonight.
You could come out of tonight with Keon Coleman and Jalen Polk, say, as an example, and like, okay, like that offsets my, fear about Xavier Worthy to an extent.
Because that's still, have faith. The Bills know that they have gutted that part of their roster. Like, they know that. They are not out here trolling everybody, thinking that Mac Hollins is going to catch 100 passes. You know, I have to say, please believe me. I mean, they have earned that. They know what they're doing. And for me, for my taste, last night is proof of that, not proof that they don't. And so give me one more move. Maybe they pick Cooper DeJean. It's a need. He's good. Everybody seems to think he's the best player on the board right now.
I like him a lot. Don't want the Bills to pick him. I'm kind of torn. This is what I mean. Like, I love this.
I love this.
I feel alive. I mean, I know. Like, I just it's chaotic. And I'm probably going to say like 50 completely divergent things today.
Do it. That's what people want. That's what the people want.
Something having the power to make you seem like you're going insane is awesome. That's all, and I respect that. I'm in a good place. We'll see how this goes. I mean, I could end up, wanting to slam my head in a door frame in 20 minutes even, but I feel great right now.
We're all hoping that happens.
I'm sweating. Is it hot in here?
It is a little bit. Jason is with us. Hello, Jason.
Air conditioning in here or what?
It'll blast away in a few seconds here. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you. Sorry, I'll stop screaming.
Hey, Mike, so I hate to word it as ammunition, but I want to give you some more. On the other two picks that we moved up on, I mean, we jumped 50 additional spots on potential picks that Kansas City might want to take, or every other team can jump ahead of them on, Joe Schmuck or Bernard, the linebacker, or any of that. So they're going to lose out on that opportunity that we've taken from them in those other rounds.
Well, I doubt they're too concerned about that, but that's how that works. You're making that deal. I think thank you, Jason. I think in terms of the numbers, like the charts, the Chief trade was pretty neutral. Like, it's not a trade where the Bills hammered Kansas City in that deal. Like, getting into round three, I think they would have thought, we've been saying it every day, would have been important, and they acted accordingly. But they did not screw over the Chiefs trade. Carolina, though.
Yeah, I think they did great. It seems like they did great value-wise in the Carolina trade. I read that the value of the exchange with the Chiefs was basically they netted a sixth-round pick. And that kind of freaks me out a little. I mean, the Bills have been using fourths to do that for years here. And
why I'm surprised to hear the point about the Carolina trade, because the Carolina trade is, if you know you can do that, it's why you do this. Hmm. You mean, you need 32. Or you could just trade with Carolina, I guess, conceivably 28 for 33, right? Maybe that was possible. But I'm just sort of thinking that the Carolina trade is a big win for the Bills by the numbers, and they couldn't have made it without the other one. So, yes, the other one is the Chiefs. That's the challenging part. But so anyway, like, to me, that's why it all sort of makes sense together. But if the Bills had no mind to do the second trade, they had never thought of picking first tonight, well, then there goes that.
I don't think I misunderstood what I read from Bean. What I read from him, he plainly said, like, we planned to pick at 32, and then Carolina called. So I'm going with that.
Okay. So maybe that's the same. Maybe it can still be what I think, and that's how you could put it.
Yeah. But Or maybe he has some reason to not want to tell you he was thinking about doing both things at once. I don't know what that reason would be exactly, but, you know, whatever.
I'm going to be his biggest advocate today, so maybe he could text me. Just throwing that offer out there. The real deal there. Tim is with us. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Great.
What I'm never hearing anybody say is, to me, I think you take Cooper DeJean, you take our third-round pick, maybe package it with our fifth, jump up a little bit, maybe even jump up with another fifth to jump up a little bit more on that third to get a receiver, and or possibly taking next year's second we got from Stephon Diggs and throwing up the fifth with that and see if we can get back in with an extra third and getting two receivers and Cooper DeJean.
Yes, fine.
The other thing I never hear also is, like, a fast receiver is one thing. It doesn't make him Tyreek Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is good because he's shifty and he's hard to and he's fast also. We've had fast receivers. Goodwin was a fast receiver. And it really doesn't help you too much unless he's got the extra skills that Tyreek Hill has. Goodwin is not no Tyreek Hill.
Fair enough. Scott Barrett, who I think is one of the sharpest analysts in the game, he is who I was citing all the time with the yards per route run stat, like why I never wanted Brian Thomas Jr., why I never wanted A.D. Mitchell, I still might get A.D. Mitchell, was because that their yards per route run in college were absurdly low for a prospect. Like, it's all busts, guys that produced on that level. So Scott Barrett, for him, Worthy was like the worst rated deep ball catcher in the class. And he's the fastest. But like his skill set is going to be screens and it's going to be, you know,
jet sweeps.
Yeah. Like that's, look, he went to the perfect team.
And Hill did a lot of that too.
That's right. Look, he went to the perfect team, but this guy is not, if you run 4-2-1, you know, you're going to go earlier than this. If he's slight too. Like there's that part of
That's it. Yeah. The body type. I mean, Hill's a little guy, but he's a thick. I mean, he's almost as wide as he is tall. Hill. He looks like a square. This guy is not that. I like this guy. I think his skill set is more well-rounded. I think in a way, because I do this too. I've admitted this to a number of our guests. Like the guy runs the fastest 40. I'm like, forget it. Like his stock's going to go up so high, it's not commensurate with the rest of his skill set. I think there's a pretty well-rounded receiver there. He's not perfect. He's definitely not Tyreek Hill yet. But I liked him enough to think the Bills should have taken him. I mean, but again, what do I know? But I know he's not Tyreek Hill. He could completely bust. The Bills might be betting on that by passing on him, recognizing that there was a chance.
They're betting
the team they can't beat. They traded with
that they've beaten 3 years in a row in their own stadium. They are betting
when it doesn't matter.
Sure. Well, they are betting that the tier of receivers from late last night into tonight, maybe well into tonight, is so flat and has so many options that they don't mind not picking the first guy. And eventually that the clock runs out on you if you never take one, but I am here to say, of course they will take one. Of course they will take one of these guys that Jeremy has the stickers, and maybe two by tomorrow, if not by tonight. I think that's possible. The caller mentioned next year's 2 seconds. That is correct. And didn't we all think immediately at the Diggs trade that, oh, well, this is a way to move up in the draft? They didn't move up, but it's still a piece. And this guy knows how to work the room, Bean. Like, he's demonstrated that. So I am optimistic. 803-0550 for your calls.
And I am more.
And you are the Bulldog.
I'm a little terrified. But I'm
bang
but,
your
but,
head
but,
against
but,
the wall.
But I'm also I'm enjoying myself.
Yes.
I'm going to have fun at this party, no matter what. Nobody better slip anything in my drink, I'll tell you that.
Good. Tyler Dunn today, his analysis last night and what's next. Also, Sal Capaccio as we get closer to round 2, 7 o'clock for that. Bill's on the clock at that point. Sal will join us. The plan is at 6, and probably if something else happens, we'll just, you know, buzz him then. Thanks for listening. It's going to be a very interesting day and night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
We were checking the whole night, you know, around our area and back, and we were just, like every year, following the board and where we think the value is. Obviously, we came into this draft without a 3, and we were able to, you know, get ourselves back into the 3rd and feel like there'll be some value.
Brandon Bean, far from done. Having not exactly officially started on this draft. The Bills with pick 33 to open round 2 tonight at 7, if they keep it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Tyler Dunn at 4 Eastern. Sal Capaccio will join us later on. 803-0550 for your calls. Here is Andre back with us. Andre.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Great.
I just like a lot of fans, I'm scratching my head as to what we're doing as far as drafting a receiver, replacing Diggs and Davis. I'm not very confident in our ability to evaluate talent, especially when Bean says that he didn't really have a first round grade or he didn't see the value at pick 28 for Worthy, and then I see the Chiefs run to the podium and draft Worthy. We all know how history played out as far as us trading with the Chiefs. So I'm just going to sit back and hope that, you know, whoever we do draft pans out. And, you know, I'm just going to sit back and wait and see. So I'll listen to see what you guys got to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do think it is appropriate to point out that the Bills didn't get, you know, they didn't get killed in the trade with the Chiefs 6 years ago. Like they ended up with Josh Allen eventually. That is fair, I think, in the analysis. But I'd be lying if I told you I'm not free. If Andy Reid thinks that he can make this guy work, that troubles me. You know, I don't think the Bills at that point should have just, well, I guess we better draft this guy we think Reed might be targeting, even though we don't like him enough to draft him here and think he's a weird fit for our offense or whatever. I don't want that, but I am still, I can't really rectify. Like, he's got a track record. They win and win and win. I know they don't nail receiver picks. They've missed on a bunch of guys in the last few years, the Chiefs have.
That's all you need to know.
It's a long list. But, you know, I talked myself into Xavier Worthy being my, like, I like this idea. Get him on the Bills. Speed, speed, speed. And not only do they pass on him, but they hand him off to the Chiefs. It's just like, come on.
Just, you know, I'm not telling you this because you know this, but there's no reason to refer to the Mahomes trade. It's one trade that was 7 years ago. Was Bean even involved?
No.
Like, what? There's no reason to do that. Like, you made the key point. Just the Kansas City isn't any better at this than anybody else is. They have Mahomes and they have Reed, so this guy's in a great spot, just like Mahomes fell into a great spot. But after that, nothing else matters after that, really. Like, plus, they could have drafted him anyway. You didn't know who Kansas City was going to pick. And if the Bills had drafted Mitchell at 28, we wouldn't be complaining. I might be, but, you know, most people wouldn't be complaining. Let tonight happen. is all. Let tonight happen. They could still get the guy, a guy you would have been happy with last night.
And maybe even two of them.
And maybe even two of them, and they've got more pieces to move around and, you know, fill holes. And that's what you want.
And the idea of getting two always appealed to me. I just didn't think it was realistic without a third-round pick, but guess what? You know, yesterday's machinations gets you a third-round pick, so now maybe that's in the window.
Right. Thanks, Andre. Dennis is next. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys. You guys might not know this, but one of the most annoying things is when you're on hold and then right before you, everything that you wanted to say actually just gets said. And
oh, no.
I feel like your phone calls
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, I think you know. I think Dennis, I feel like you've been around with us long enough. You know what that's called, right? That's having your thunder stolen.
Yes, I do know that.
Thank you for not saying that. I had to.
Dennis is wise enough to know it really was never his thunder.
Right.
Right. Yes. That's someone else's thunder. Kansas City's thunder. Maybe.
It's everyone's thunder.
Well, so for me, like, I'm getting annoyed with, I have one friend, we're going back and forth a lot on this, and he does the, of course, because it's Kansas City thing, and I think exactly what you were saying, Mike, I've been wanting to trade back for this whole time, too, but, I mean, you're looking at Sky Moore, and then they bring in Kadarius Toney, and, I mean, the guys that Kansas City brings in to be this guy, they have no proven track record that they have any ability to evaluate this either. So that to me is that's point number one. Point number two is if we were at 28 and we took Adonai Mitchell, and then they took Worthy at 32, nobody would be having this conversation at all, zero, and which is hilarious because the whole thing might end up being they have Worthy and we get Mitchell. And then we get a third-round pick. So how do we lose? That's amazing to me that this conversation even goes on. One second, please. And then, you know, the last thing is what Brandon Bean was saying about how we have to do what's best for the Buffalo Bills. And, like, I don't think that's necessarily just chatter from him. I think, like, if you're afraid to trade with Kansas City or – let's even throw in divisional opponents because people talk about that. So that's three more teams that you wouldn't want to trade with. And then you look at teams that are up and coming like Cincinnati and Houston. Oh, no, we can't trade with those guys either. You're eliminating half of your trade pool by people you're afraid to trade with. I think you just trade with whoever makes you the best deal. If you think it's the right move, you do the move, and, you know, you live with it. And from what the caller had said before about how, you know, Brandon Bean has proven he's not great at evaluating talent. Well, fine, then take two guys in the second round. Now you didn't put all your eggs in one basket, right? You didn't. If you know you're not good at evaluating talent, don't go get Brian Thomas Jr.
Which he probably would not say about himself, but yes.
I'm just saying, if he knows that, then get Troy Franklin and you know, get McConkie and let's go.
Well, that's what if you're likewise, you too, a lot of us have been saying the whole time, and it's completely irrelevant what anybody thinks, including yourself, of how good you are at a quote evaluating talent. We don't need to worry about that. The Bills have won a lot of games. Maybe we shouldn't just build from a premise that they're not good at evaluating talent. They've won a lot of games. The best teams in their history have happened in the last few years. It doesn't matter if we think he's good at it or you think he's bad at it. What he needs to know, what all of them need to know, is how to play the odds. It's a luck game, largely. There's a lot you can't know. They put a lot of money into evaluating talent, but there's still a limit to what you can know, so you play the odds, and that is why trading down is better. Just simply better. It's better for your odds. Whether I'm good at it or not, I'm going to give myself this many more chances at being right. And that is the ball game. So you've got a situation here where there are so many receivers, as we've talked about every day for 12 weeks, that are all like, I got this guy high. Every guest comes on, they got a different guy at the top, they got a different guy in the middle, they got a different guy they don't like. It's just simple. You're going to play the odds in a situation where you've got 10 or so players that are all kind of together, equal. Okay, fine. There go three last night. Okay, I'm not worried. Yeah. That's easy to me.
The only thing I wanted to push back on a little bit there is the idea that if the Bills had drafted Mitchell, no one would be complaining about the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy. And I don't look, it would not be like it is now. I mean, no question. There's a whole different level with the Bills trading with the Chiefs and them using that pick to draft the guy that some of us wanted the Bills to pick. But you'd still have people who would have had a preference. And you would still have people who would be deferring to the Chiefs, even they'd be ignoring Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney and whoever else they've missed on, drafting a running back after they won the Super Bowl with a first-round pick like they did when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire and then replaced him 3 years later with a seventh-round pick. We'd be ignoring all that and just going, hardware, mustache, Mahomes, they own me, they got the guy. Watch, Worthy's going to be Tyreek Hill, and our guy's going to turn into Kelvin Benjamin. That would be there because of the Chiefs, because they've won. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. The Bills can't do really anything about it. They can choose to not trade with the Chiefs because of it, but I wouldn't agree with that either. But the whole cocktail, I just don't think it would go away. No matter what, the Bills and the Chiefs were drafting receivers in this draft. They're going to be measured against one another, and we're going to be keeping score of who did the best because that's the team you're trying to beat in January. And he ain't done it yet.
Right. In January. That's right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's true.
Other months. I squeeze that in other there. Months. I don't need to hear You're ready your, for me to... I don't need to hear about your frivolous, meaningless regular season wins.
No. No, I didn't even watch those games, actually.
Right. Me either.
They meant nothing.
Post-game was great, though.
It sounded like we watched them, probably. Mark is with us, hopefully, actually. Mark is next. Hi.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I am with you.
Yes.
So after having 15 hours to digest this yesterday, I've come to a theory, call it crazy or whatever, but I guess everything is on the table. So I think they'll take Mitchell with the 33. And then I think Brandon's got a deal in place, and I have nothing to base this on other than my mind, you know.
Awesome.
Which is scary in itself. So I think that he has a deal in place with San Francisco, and you might see Ayuk here. Mm-hmm. And I think that you might see him take 60 and pair that up with the Minnesota pick and next year. And you might have to throw their third in there. I just have a funny feeling with San Francisco taking the receiver. Now they have three receivers. I would like to see Ayuk. I don't want to see Samuel. I think he's too old. But I just think he wants – for whatever reason, mm-hmm. some veteran leadership there in the receiver room, and that would give it to him.
Yep, quality.
Thanks for taking the jab about you just only in your mind. I like your thinking. It makes sense because the other avenue to a player – to fill the void that they chose to create this offseason that wasn't trading up into the top 10 to draft someone who you could plug and play right away is this. And so, you know, there's still ample the 49ers eventually are going to run out of runway here. If they are determined to move someone of their already, you know, their pair of really good receivers, if they're going to move one of them, they're going to have to take something sooner or later. And sooner is the operative word here, because maybe they were trying to get the Bills to give them 28 and the Bills, nope. Maybe they're trying to get them to give them 33 and the Bills are still saying no. I would want them to be saying no. And so at what point does San Francisco just sort of find religion and go, we got to do this, otherwise we're not getting any assets this offseason that we can use now to help us. So maybe that comes together. I'm with the caller. It's weird because I love Deebo Samuel. Like, I love watching him play. I prefer Ayuk, and it's not even close. Like, I'm Samuel's 28 years old and is injured a lot. One of the reasons I love him is how he plays, but how he plays exposes him to injury. And at his age, with the contract already, that's not a preferred route to me, Samuel.
Yeah, I mostly agree. Is it already figured out? I don't know. I kind of doubt it. But ever since Diggs, like a lot of fans, I have thought, well, he must have another move waiting, you know, that's going to make this make sense. And for as much effort as I might want to offer defending trading down, like, because that's my thing, it's still the case that the Bills are down Diggs and Davis from last year at this moment, and the draft is underway, and the Chiefs made this other move, and Diggs is on the Texans, you know, like other teams have made additions, and we're still, I mean, due respect to Samuel, but it still kind of seems like, you know, to give Bean the benefit of the doubt here, even with the cap challenges, there has to be something more substantial to happen here than just drafting even two receivers tonight. I feel like I want there to be, that would make sense to me. That I think is kind of what, as I just said, I've been waiting for, like a lot of people, but it hasn't happened. So we're still in suspense here. Tyler Dunn coming up at 4. Sal Capaccio later, round 2 tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, round 2 of the NFL draft, with the Bills leading it off, at least for now. Coming up in just over 3 hours, Tyler Dunn will join us shortly to talk it all out. Sal Capaccio later. Let's go to Dan here. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. What a night. I got to say, I'm disappointed we didn't trade up, and I'm so scared of what we're going to do next. I wanted a trade up, particularly when Odunze was there at 8 or 9, because he felt like one of those three, you know, can't miss guys. But also because I think it would have signaled maybe a philosophy change towards prioritizing offense. I think you look at our drafts, and we've got a defensive head coach, a defensive minded GM. It seems like they prioritize defense over offense and over receiver in particular. And my question being track record on receivers, right? We haven't had good young receiving talent. All the best receivers that we've had under Bean have been veterans, with Diggs, Sanders, Brown, Beasley. So, like I said, I'm scared. We come out with two receivers today, I'll feel a little better, but still not comfortable. Cause I still think we need a superstar, which Diggs was, to make things easy on Josh. Like, that's been one of our big complaints during the season, is it always looks so hard for Josh. So I don't know, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dan. We got to go. More of a scheme thing, I think it sounded like, over time, not just talent. It's just, for me, you know, you do you. There are understandable reasons why the Bills did not go. How many premium draft picks would you have needed
would we have needed Brandon Bean to use on wide receivers to be able to think we could really evaluate this? Not that the draft, like I have to say every time, is really like that, because there are hits and misses everywhere every year. But what would make you feel like, yeah, he's got it? They didn't draft more of these receivers because they had those other guys. They had Stephon Diggs. They traded a first-round pick for him. Maybe that would have been a receiver. And we've wanted him. Can't have enough, all the way the station talks. But, you know, and everybody ignores Davis. Like, Davis didn't do anything for this team from the fourth round. He did a lot. You know, it tailed off. But anyway, it's just, I wouldn't, my advice, if we were friends, my advice would be, don't worry about that, because it's really not relevant. It's obviously, it's not helpful if it's making you upset.
Yep.
It's really not meaningful to, because there just aren't enough of these players where you could, it'd have to be a lot of players, way more than anybody gets to draft. You know, Belichick got to a point where, like, well, he doesn't know what a good wide receiver in the draft looks like, because they missed on so many. N'Keal Harry in the first round, they right. missed so many times. Bean does not offer you any sort of portfolio like this where you could honestly judge it. So we'll see what happens. We got to see what happens tonight.
See what happens tonight, and, you know, see what happens to Khalil Shakir, who didn't get mentioned here.
Like, right.
He might be in line to become like a 70 or 80 catch slot receiver for this team. And for a fifth round pick, that's pretty well done. That's a projection at this point. There's a long way to go to see him get there, but I think you could be reasonably optimistic about it with what he has shown so far in his career. The point about the trading up stuff, I mean, for all the talk, I mean, we Jeremy Fowler yesterday, Chargers are open like 7-11. Everybody's ready. Think about the way the way Bean talked about this draft and the way a lot of people started talking about this draft. How much value was there in the first round? If there were somewhere between 15 to 20, let's say, first round talents available, and that was somewhat of a, I mean, it would vary from team to team, but it's probably in that ballpark for a lot of teams. The teams that were looking to trade were probably, I don't want to say doubling the price, but they were the prices were probably extremely steep because nobody did it. Like, no, for everybody's open. Nobody did it. That's telling.
Yep. He's doing fine this year by me, because I was saying from everybody we talked to that none of those guys after the top three were worth a first-round pick. And so far, the Bills have acted accordingly. Well, the first round is over, right? That case is closed. Tyler Dunn after sports here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.